Today I come to the book of Ephesians chapter 4 and we will concentrate on verse 6.
今天我们来到以弗所书的第四章第六节。
One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all.
一神就是万有的父，超乎万有之上，冠乎万有之中，也住在万有之内。
These are very significant words about God, and we want to learn some important lesson together today.
嗱，呢啲係一啲好重要關於神自己嘅詞語嚟。
But let me start with an introduction. Do you remember your first experience of a Protestant church gathering?
你仲記唔記得你第一次翻一個基督教嘅教堂嘅經驗係點樣
？Try to think back. And what was your first impression?Was it good or negative?
嘗試回望一下，你第一個印象係乜嘢呢？係好啊，唔好啊。
I remember vividly my first two experiences.
我仲記得好清楚呢，頭嗰兩個經驗。
The first one in Hong Kong, the second one in Canada.
第一次呢就係喺香港，另外一次呢就喺加拿大。
The two experiences were just weeks apart.
呢兩個經驗呢，相差幾個星期嘅啫。
I was 17 years old.
当时我只有17岁。
I was in Hong Kong waiting for a student visa to go to Canada to study.
当时我在香港等着学生签证去加拿大读书。
I was a Catholic Christian for 5 years. I've never been to a Protestant church gathering.
其实我本身是一个做了5年的天主教徒。其实当时我是从来没去过一个基督教教堂。
The setting was new. The order of service was new. The songs were new.Everything was new.
咁个摆设咧系新嘅，聚会嘅次序咧都系新嘅，唱嘅歌又系新嘅，一切都系新嘅。
Someone stood up to give a speech.
咁就之后就有人企起身咧就讲到啦。
And very soon I realized that speech is meant to ask newcomers to accept God to become Christians.
咁冇几耐咧，我就知道呢个信息咧系一啲新嘅朋友咧。就叫他们认识神啦，信主啦，咁样做一个基督徒啦。
That kind of gathering is called an evangelistic meeting.
嗰种嘅聚会咧，基督教一般咧就叫做布道会。
At the end of the preaching, the preacher appeals to newcomers to accept God and to come to the front.
讲到完毕之后咧，就呼唤大家嚟信耶稣啦，就嚟到面前啦。
At that time.Those who have invited their friends stand beside their friends to ask them, please accept God, please accept God.
咁到嗰个时刻咧，带新朋友嚟嘅基督徒就企喺个身边咧，就会催隔篱嗰个未系基督徒嘅咧，你快啲啦，快啲接受神啦，咁样。
I have never seen something like this in my life.
我从来都冇见过一种咁嘅情景嘅。
I remember feeling pressure.
我就清楚記得咧，我都覺得有壓力啊。
Actually, I feel embarrassed.
其實咧，我覺得好尷尬。
Two of us, two Catholics, myself and my friend, were there standing, and my friend's Protestant friend is standing beside us.
所以當時咧，就係我同我另外一個天主教嘅朋友咧，就企咗喺度。咁帶我哋去呢個聚會嘅基督徒朋友咧，就企喺我哋兩個嘅中間。
Please accept God, she says.
就話。快啲啦，求下你哋啦，接受神啦。
I feel uncomfortable.
我覺得好唔舒服。
I'm sorry to say, I don't like it. I don't like it despite their enthusiasm.
好對唔住，我要講咧，我係唔中意咁。雖然佢哋係好有熱心啊，但我唔中意。
My Catholic friend and I didn't go to the front. We being Catholics, we already baptized.
我同我天主教朋友咧冇行上台前。其實我哋係天主教徒，我已經受咗洗啦。
Anyway, that's the end of the gathering.
无论如何咧，咁就聚会结束啦。
Weeks later, I obtained my student visa and I go to Canada.
几个礼拜之后咧，我就得到学生签证，就去咗加拿大。
Soon, I am invited to a Christian students gathering at McMaster University. It was a meeting to welcome new students.
好快咧，我就得到邀请咧，就参加一个学生团契，就系去欢迎新生嘅。
There was a slideshow, some singing.Someone stand up to give a short speech.
咁又有唱歌啦，有一啲幻灯啦，亦都有人咧系讲道啦。
At the end of the meeting, people stay behind to chit chat. Some nice refreshment is being served.
咁聚会结束之后咧，大家都留低喺度倾下闲偈。 仲有啲茶点。
I remember William Young coming to me to talk with me。
我仲记得咧 ，William Young 嚟到我身边同我倾偈。
William is about 4 to 5 years older than I。
William 大概比我咧系大4-5岁。
At that time, he's doing his master degree at my master。
当时咧，佢系读紧硕士。
William strikes me as someone who is gentle, very polite. William spends all his time keeping me company instead of rushing to say hello to other newcomers.
William 咧，佢俾我一个好深嘅印象，因为佢好温柔，好有礼貌，整个时间咧都陪住我一齐，而冇去咧周围招呼其他嘅新朋友。
I remember that night feeling good.
我就記得嗰一晚，我感覺好好啊。
I distinctly remember something about William is drawing me。
我記得好清楚喺 William 身上咧，有一啲嘢好吸引我嘅。
I know how to compare different Christian groups。
因為我本身咧都係一個信徒，所以我懂得點樣去分辨唔同嘅團體基督教團體。
On an occasion like that, Christian members will be in a rush to say hello to this person, hello to that person, running around, welcoming people.
通常喺啲場合咧，基督徒咧就會周圍去歡迎新嘅朋友啦，衝去呢度，衝去嗰度，好多事情嘅。
But William keeps me company the whole time. That leaves an impression.
但系 William 咧，經常就陪住我一齊，咁俾我一個好深刻嘅印象。
I ask myself more than once, what is it about William that draws me?
我超過一次問自己，咁究竟喺 William 身上係咩咁吸引我呢
？Is it his gentleness？
係咪佢嘅温柔呢
？Maybe。
或者係咧
？Is it his humility？
係咪佢嘅謙卑咧
？Maybe。
或者係咧
？Above all else, I would say I can feel he respects me. He treats me as a person, not as a target of evangelism.
我感覺得到佢尊重我。佢對待我咧就好似對待一個人咁樣，而唔係一個傳福音嘅對象。
He listens to me. He spends time with me.
佢聽我講嘢。
He is not insensitive to my feelings and my background.
佢唔會對我嘅背景啊，我嘅感受咧麻木唔理我。
He does not force his ideas and his ways upon me.
佢亦都唔會將佢嘅意見強加於人。
From my first encounter with William, I've learned an important lesson.
我第一次跟 William 接觸咧，就俾我學到一個好重要嘅教訓。
I ask myself how seemingly small things leave an impression.
表面上一啲好微小嘅事，原來咧可以留俾我咁深嘅印象。
What do you think? Is respect for others people a big thing or a small thing?
你認為咧？尊重別人係一件大事啊，還是一件小事呢
？Respect for others seems to be a small thing, but it is actually very big.
尊重別人咧，聽起上嚟好似係小事，但其實係一件大事。
Some of you prefer to live in the UK to China.
你哋當中有一啲咧，寧願留喺英國都唔喺中國。
You've tried all your means to come to the UK.
你想盡辦法咧，都希望嚟到喺英國立足。
Among the reasons.In the UK, you feel respected as a human being. Not so in China.
其中一個原因咧，就係你喺英國咧，你覺得你係被尊重，人哋當你係一個人咁樣去尊重。但喺大陸就唔係啦。
Human life in China is and can be very, very cheap.
喺大陸咧，人命咧可以係好賤嘅。
Many people don't respect each other very much.
好多人都唔彼此尊重。
China happens to be an atheistic country. The UK happens to be a Christian country. Is there any connection?
大陸咧就係一個無神論國家，英國咧就係一個基督教國家。會唔會因為咁樣係一個因素呢
？I leave you to think about it.
我留翻俾大家自己去思考啦。
Well, the people I met in the first church gathering are Christians also. Yet.Those Christians make me uncomfortable. So I'm not saying Christians are necessarily better people than others.
第一次嗰啲人都係基督徒嚟嘅，但係嗰啲人咧令到我好唔舒服。基督徒咧都唔一定係一啲比別人好嘅。
There are atheists who are better people than Christians.
有啲無神論者咧，佢哋嘅為人啊，比起基督徒可能仲要好。
But perhaps the Christians of the first gathering need to learn from William.
或者咧，我第一次翻教堂嘅經驗咧，嗰啲基督徒咧應該向呢一個 William 學習。
Learn to be sensitive to others' feelings and to respect others' choice. To not pressurize others to accept God.
學下去敏感別人嘅感受，去尊重別人嘅選擇，就唔好逼人哋咧去接受神啦。
Now today's Bible text says, "One God, Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all."
今日我哋要學嘅聖經咧，就係關於呢個一神，佢係一切嘅父。超越一切之上，觀乎一切之中，也住在一切之內。
People speak about God meaning very different things. The word God can be very ambiguous.
當人開口講到神呢個字嘅時候咧，佢哋嘅意思可以好唔同嘅。神呢個字咧可以係幾模棱兩可嘅。
Before a Christian church talks about God, it is very important to clarify what the Bible means when it uses the word God.
当一个基督教的教会讲到神的时候，很重要的就是要去澄清圣经所讲的神是哪一个呢？
This is why the text today is important for you.
所以今天我们要读的经文是很重要。
The God of the Bible is one God, Father of all.
圣经所讲的神是一神，就是一切的父。
This God, Jesus, calls our Father in heaven.
耶稣称一个神天上的父。
This God is being described by three terms, who is above all and through all and in all.
而这个神呢，是有三个词语去形容他。他是超越一切之上，穿梭于一切之中，也住在一切之内。
Today, we want to concentrate our attention on the first and the third of these three descriptions. That is, one God who is above all,And in all.
今天我们想集中看看就第一个形容词和最后一个形容词。一神，他是超越一切之上，住在一切之内。
I aim to show you today that we can understand this sentence in two ways.
我们可以用两种方法来明白这两句说话。
Let us study the first way of understanding this description of God.
我们一起先学第一个方法。
Although God is high above all, yet God is in all.
虽然神是超越一切之上，他是高过一切的，但是他亦都是住在一切之内。
What does this mean?
是什么意思呢?
It means that although God is so high up, he's in this world. He's in all, and certainly he's in this world.
意思就是说，虽然他是高高在上，但是同时间他是在这个世界里面，他是在一切之内，当然包括是在这个世界里面。
God is specially in the people who reflect his goodness.
尤其是神是会在一些能够反映到他的美善这些人身上。
So that you can see and experience God's goodness to some degree via the people who bear God's likeness.
所以你是可以在一些似神的人的身上，在某程度上见到神的美善。
Although this one God is high and above all, you can see to some degree God's goodness via the people who are like him.
虽然神呢就是高高在上，他是超越一切，但是你亦都可以在一些似神的人的身上，在某程度上看到神的美善。
To me, William Jung is a person who reflects God's goodness.
对我来说呢， William 呢就是其中一个他反映到神的美善的一个人。
To some small degree, I see in William God's humility, God's gentleness.
在某程度上呢，在 William 身上我见到神的谦卑，神的温柔。
God never forces his ideas and his ways on people.Only God is much, much, much better than William Jung.
就好像 William 一样，神从来都不会强加己意于人的，但是神当然就比起 William 就更加更加好了。
So I repeat, this is the first understanding of our text.
这个就是我们去明白这节圣经第一个方法。
Well, we can understand the same text in a second way.
我们又可以从另一个方法去理解这一段圣经。
If we understand the text in an opposite direction, what do you get?
如果你从另外一个方向去明白的话，你会学到什么呢？
Although God is in all, is in the world, yet God is above all.
虽然神就在这个世界里面， 但是他是超乎一切之上。
What does this mean? It means although we can see God's goodness to some degree in people, the people are just an image of God.
那又是什么意思呢？意思呢，就是虽然我们在某些人身上能够看到神的美善，但是我们见到的人只不过是神的一个形象。
You may say these good people we see is just a photograph of God, or a painting of God, or a picture of God.
你可以说这些我们见到的好的人，他们只不过是神的一张画。
Even though you like a good picture, you will never think the picture, the photo is the person himself.
虽然无论你几喜欢那张相都好，但你不会认为这张相就是那个人的本身。
So God's photo is not God.
所以神的相片本身不是神自己。
The people you see are not God.
你我们眼见到的人不是神。
God is far more, far better than his photo.
神是远远好过，远远超过那张相。
Like the Bible say, although God is in all,He's above all. Certainly, God is above His own image.
就好似圣经所讲，虽然神喺一切之内，但系佢系超越一切，咁更加咧超越佢自己嘅照片。
You know, the Bible is an unusual, remarkable book.
你知嘛？圣经咧系一本好唔寻常嘅书。
In the first chapter of the whole Bible, we are told that God created mankind in His own image.
喺圣经嘅第一页。那里告诉我们，神是按照自己的形象做人。
Male and female, he created them, so that women and men are meant to bear God's image.
他按照自己的形象做男做女，好让男人女人都要有神的形象的。
Put simply, God wants humans to be his photo.
简单地来说，神就很希望人类成为他的照片。
Has it ever come across your mind that the purpose of God creating mankind is that He wants us to be God's photograph, to represent Him in this world?
你有冇想过神要创造人个目的咧，就系佢希望人类成为佢嘅相片，喺个世界里边去代表佢。
Later on in the Bible,
而圣经嘅之后呢
？Just now.I was quoting to you from Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 26.
刚才我提到的是创世纪的第一章第二十的六节。
And now let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 20, 1 to 6.
现在请大家回去出埃及记的二十章第一至第六节。
God is speaking to his covenant people Israel. The chapter opens with these words. Then God spoke all these words.
神当时就向他的人民以色列人讲话。第二十章第一节就是神说话了。
God says, I am Yahweh, your God.
神就说我是耶和华你的神。
In verse 3, we read, You should have no other gods besides me.
第三节就说除了我以外你不可有别的神。
Verse 4,God goes on to say, You should not make for yourself an idol in any likeness, in any image. In verse 5, we read, You must not bow down to this idol or worship the idol.
第四节就说，不可为自己雕刻偶像，也不可作什么形象。第五节就说，不可跪拜那些像，也不可侍奉他。
Let us read carefully verse 1 and verse 3.
我们小心再看看第一和第三节。
In verse 1, you see the word God in singular. In verse 3, in my English Bible, you see the word gods in plural.
第一节我们看到神这个字是单数。第三节众神就是一个众数。
There is a big difference between the God of the Bible and other gods.
圣经的神跟其他的众神是有很大很大的分别。
The one basic difference between the God of the Bible and other gods is that other gods all have pictures, paintings, sculpture. The God of the Bible has no such representation.
圣经的神和其他的众神灵主要的分别就是其他的众神灵是有形象的，是一个像的，或者是一个雕刻，但是圣经的神是没有这样的代表。
Later on, I'll show you in the Bible, because this one unique God is invisible to the human eye.
因为咧，圣经所讲嘅神咧系眼睇唔到嘅。一阵间我会俾大家睇经文。
So what is one difference between the one God and the other gods?
所以圣经嘅神一神同其他嘅众神灵系有咩分别咧
？Put simply, if you can see a painting or a sculpture of God, the so-called God you see is not the God of the Bible.
讲得简单啲，假如你能够见到一幅画或者一个雕塑啊一个雕刻咧，嗰、那个神灵根本就唔系神。
Every one of the gods in China have a photograph or a picture or a little statues.
在中国的每一个神灵呢都有一幅相或者一个雕塑一个像。
All these gods whom you know, whom you burn incense to, because they have an image, they are an idol, they are not God, not the one God of the Bible.
这些人你是向他拜、啊、向他烧香这些这样的神灵呢因为他们有一个这样的雕塑来代表他们根本就不是神。
If you burn incense to them and worship them, you do so out of ignorance.
如果你向他们烧香敬拜的话，你这样做只不过是因为你是无知。
But for the people of Israel, they are not ignorant. They know the one true God is invisible to the human eye. They are told specifically, do not bow down or worship this picture, these sculptures.
但对于以色列人来说，他们不是无知的。他们知道唯一的真神是肉眼见不到的。不可以向这些塑像、啊、图片、啊、来到敬拜。
The one true God is above all. Certainly, He's above pictures and sculptures.
独一的真神是超乎一切之上。当然，他就更加是会超越一切的相片、啊、雕塑。
A mountain is not God, for example. So why burn incense to a mountain? A tree is not the one God. So why burn incense to a tree?
一个山呢譬如一个山不是神那为什么要向山烧香呢一棵树也不是一神呢为什么向棵树烧香呢
An ox is not God, so why burn sacrifices to an ox?
一只牛也不是神那为什么向牛烧香呢
An idol is not the one God, you must not worship idols.
一个偶像的雕塑也不是神那你千万不可以拜偶像。
Now, for the same reason,Good people, humans, are meant to be God's image. God's unique image. God wants people to be his photograph.
同一个原因，好的人其实都是神的一个形象。神的很独特的一个形象。因为神希望人类成为他的照片。
No matter how good a human person is, at best, that person is God's image. He's not God.
不论那个人是好成点他最多都是反映到神那个美善的形象但这个人本身不是神、哦。
Anytime, any person bows down and worships a very good person as if the person is God himself, is guilty of idol worship.
如果任何一个人向一些好的人去拜祭、啊、他其实就是拜着偶像。
Think about it, how many gods in China actually used to be historical persons?And then tradition turned these human beings into gods.
大家想一想其实很多中国的神灵呢起初其实都是一个人来的。而传统的习俗将这些人神化了就将它变成神地拜了。
That's wrong. That is ignorance. We must not worship human beings as if they are gods.
这个是错的、哦。这个是无知。我们千万是不可以拜人就当他们是神地拜。
In the New Testament section of the Bible, we read that man is the image and the glory of God.
在新約聖經裡面，我們就看到人是神的形象和神的榮耀。
I am quoting from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 7.
經文是取自哥林多前書11章7節。
And among mankind, there is a unique person. His name is Jesus.
在這個人類裡面有一個獨特的人他的名字就叫耶稣。
The New Testament says clearly that Jesus is the image of the invisible God.
在新約聖經咧講得好清楚，耶穌就係嗰位眼見唔到嘅神嘅形象。
I'm quoting from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 15.
經文係取自哥羅西書一章十五節。
In other words, Jesus is God's perfect photograph, God's perfect image, the image of the invisible God. The Bible says.
換句話講咧，基督教裏邊嘅耶穌咧，其實係神嘅一個完美嘅相片。耶穌就係眼見唔到嘅神完美嘅形象。
Now, having looked at this important passage in Exodus, let us turn back to the New Testament. 1 Timothy chapter 1.
我哋睇完舊約之後，我哋又睇去新約聖經。請大家翻去提摩太前書第一章。提摩太前書第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 17.
第一章嘅第十七節。提摩太前書一章十七節。
I'll wait a moment until you find it. It's very important you follow the Bible with me.
我希望大家咧花啲時間揾到聖經，因為跟住我讀經文係好重要嘅。
To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
但願尊貴榮耀歸於那不能朽壞、不能看見、永世的君王、獨一的神。直到永永远远。
Notice the two words, only God. These two words are saying the same thing as our text today. One God, Father of all.
请大家留意两个字，独一的神。呢几个字咧，其实同我哋刚才读嘅经文系一模一样。一神即系独一的神咁解。
Here we see a slightly different description of the one God, Father of all.
嗱呢度神咧系有少少另一种形容词啦。
Let's notice the third item.Invisible.
请大家留意第三句，呢度讲到不能看见。
Our text today says this one God is above everything in the universe. He can't be seen. The true God is invisible.
今日我哋读嘅经文咧就系讲到我哋呢一位神咧系超越一切，佢系眼不能见到嘅，真神系眼见唔到嘅。
If you think you have seen God in a picture, in a tree.In a sculpture, you have been in ignorance.
假如你以为自己见过神，无论是一幅相片，或者一棵树，或者一个雕塑，其实咧你就系无知啦。
Whatever you have seen, have been serving and burning incense to, is not God.
无论你见过嘅咩像都好，或者你一直向佢烧紧香嘅，嗰个根本唔系神。
The one true God cannot be seen with the human eye.Only God's image can be seen.
因为独一嘅神，真神咧系眼见唔到嘅，只有神嘅形象先至眼见到。
Let us rush on to chapter 6 of 1 Timothy. We're staying with the book of 1 Timothy, turning to chapter 6 and verse 15 to 16.
提摩太前书第六章第十五至十六节。
Here, the one God you describe as the only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and it is God alone who has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see.
到了日期，那可称颂、独有权能的万王之王、万主之主，就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里。是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的权能都归给他。
Notice these words, God whom no one has ever seen or can see.
请留意这一句十六节中间那里，这个神是人未曾看见，亦都是不能看见的。
This is the basic description of the one true God.When you go home today, this got to be the one thing you learn about the God of the Bible.
这个就是关于神的最基本的一样东西。
Let's think about Jesus, our Lord.
我们一起来想想耶稣我们的主。
The text here just reminds us, no one has ever seen the one God. No one can ever see God in this life.
经文也提醒我们没有一个人曾经见过神。在我们今生里面没有人能够见到神的。
What about Jesus? Many people in Jesus' time had seen him.
那耶稣又怎样呢？在耶稣的时代，有很多人见过耶稣。
Many people had lived with him.
有很多人跟耶稣一起同住。
Many people had listened to him.
听他讲道。
Many people had observed Jesus.
有很多人都观察过耶稣。
Jesus was God's perfect image.
耶稣就是神的完美的形象。
So while God cannot be seen, Jesus was seen.
神呢就眼见唔到，但系耶稣咧眼见得到。
Let me draw your attention to one final text. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5.
请大家注意最后一段圣经，都是提摩太前书第二章第五节。
For there is one God, there is also one mediator between God and mankind, Christ Jesus, himself a human.
因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是为人的基督耶稣。
Now, depending whether you're using a Chinese translation or one of the English translations,
好在乎你睇紧嘅圣经嘅译本，中文译本系乜嘢，英文译本系乜嘢。
Christ Jesus is a human being.
基督耶稣系一个人嚟嘅。
This is what you read in your English translation, which is correct.
呢个就系你喺呢个英文译本嗰度咧睇到嘅翻译啦。这个是译得正确。
But today, if you're depending on a Chinese Bible, then it is different.
但今天如果你看的是中文译本，那个译法就不同了。
In your Chinese translation, we are told that this Christ Jesus had come from heaven as a man.
因为在中文的译本讲到基督耶稣的时候，就加了两个字，这里译了做乃是降世为人的基督耶稣。
But if you look closely at your Chinese Bible,降世为 these three Chinese characters have some dots underneath it, telling the readers these words are added in. They are not in the original Bible.
但如果你仔细睇下你嘅中文圣经，降世呢两个字咧就有几个点啊喺度嘅。呢几个点咧即系话俾大家听，喺原文嘅圣经系冇呢个字，系翻译者加上佢嘅。
Put simply, the Chinese Bible translation in this place is a mistranslation.
換句話講咧，中文聖經翻到嚟呢一度咧就譯錯啦。
The Bible here tells us very clearly Jesus is a human being.
聖經好清楚嘅話俾我哋聽，耶穌係一個人嚟嘅。
There is one God and only one mediator between God and mankind. That mediator is Jesus, a human being.
聖經咧重複講嘅又講，只有一個神，亦都只有一個中保，穿梭喺神同埋人之間。这个中保就是耶稣，是一个人。
Christianity is about Jesus, who is a perfect image of God, the perfect photo of God.
基督教是关于耶稣，耶稣是神的完美形象，耶稣是神的完美的照片。
But we have seen, God's photo is not God himself. Jesus is not God.
神的相片不是神本身，耶稣不是神。
Christianity is about following Jesus' way to the one God.
基督教咧系关于跟从耶稣嘅脚步去跟从神。
Now it's time to conclude this lesson.
嗱，我已经到时间要去结束啦。
Today we have studied a very important description of the God of the Bible.
今日我哋系睇到关于神一啲好重要嘅事。
It is important for you to tell the difference between the God of the Bible and other so-called gods.
大家最起碼要去分清楚的就是聖經所講的神和其他的眾神靈有什麼分別呢？
We've learned two things today.
今天我們學了兩樣東
西。 One, the God of the Bible cannot be seen with your human eye. What you can see is at best his photograph.
第一，聖經的神是肉眼見不到，我們肉眼見到的頂多都是神的照片。
Never mistake God's image as God himself.
大家千祈唔好搞错神嘅照片就当佢系神。
Never bow down and worship a human being as if he is God.
我哋千祈咧唔好向一个人当佢神咁样拜。
Secondly, we find that this important description of God can be understood in two ways.
第二，我哋又发觉咧，呢个形容神嘅形容词咧系可以用两个方法去理解。
One.Although God is high above all, He is inside all.
第一，虽然咧神系超越一切之上，佢系喺一切之内嘅。
God is in our world. You can see God's goodness to some degree via the people who are like God.
佢系喺个世界里边，喺从一啲似神嘅人身上，喺某程度上你都可以见到神嘅美善。
William Young is an example. But Jesus, our Lord, is a perfect example.
William Young 就是其中一个例子，而我们的耶稣是一个完美的例子。
Secondly, Though we can see God's goodness to some degree in good people, the people we see are just God's photograph.
第二，虽然我们可以在一些好的人身上某程度上见到神的美善，我们见到的人只不过是神的照片。
They are not God.
他们本身不是神来的。
God is far more, far better than his images.
神是远远超过他的形象，也都比他的形象好很多。
Because although God is in all, he is above all.
因为虽然神在一切之内，他也都是超越一切之上。
We will continue with this important study in a few weeks' time.
我们会下一次呢再继续这个这么重要的讲解。
Let us pray.
我们一起祈祷吧。